10th offense against the holy name talks about the material attachment even after hearing so many instructions. You will always find the shastras concurring at different places. There are so many saintly persons and so many people who have come at different times, but they all confirm their truth to be the same. Like you see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing, Nadanam najanam nasundari kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. He says, I do not aspire for wealth or followers or for women. Same thing Shankara prays. Ma kurudana jana yauvana garvam harati nimeshat kala sarvam maya mayamidam akhilam hitva brahmapadam tvam pravishavidetva. This comes in Bhajagovinda. He says, ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam. Dhana, jana and sundarim. Yavana is none other than sundarim only. Same thing, you see. So it's very amazing how different personalities at different times appear, but the shastras, they conquer in different places. Dhana, jana, yavana. Why? Because these are like poison for a progressive spiritualist. If one wants to attain the lotus feet of the Lord, these three are like a poison. Why? Just like wealth, it is said, like you hear this Akbar Birbal stories, isn't it? Once Akbar was telling Birbal that, you know, this particular cynic, you know, he is so peaceful and so happy in life. I am not happy like him. And Birbal said, my dear sir, you are not happy because of one particular reason. Just wait and see how this fellow will lose all his happiness. Just wait and see, he said. And king said, what should I do? He said, put some 99 gold coins at the backyard of his house. So in the backyard of that cynic's house, he put 99 gold coins. So that fellow went back home. Suddenly he found in the garden 99 gold coins. And then again and again he counted it day and night. It was always 99 only. It was never 100. Then he decided, somehow or other I have to make it 100 now. And he lost all his cool of mind, all his peace of mind. Then he started working hard like anything, like a donkey day and night, in order to somehow or other make that one gold coin. And Akbar said, how did you perform this miracle? How did you make him lose peace of mind? And then Birbal said, see, this one gold coin, dhanam. The nature of wealth is it makes one greedy. There is no end to the greed till one is destroyed. Similarly, the nature of wealth is it subjects one to illusion. Illusion actually means that which is not. So it also makes one very proud of possessing the wealth. Even a frog becomes proud of one small coin he has. Sitting on the top of it, he thinks he is the owner of the whole world. So it makes one proud. And also it makes one fearful that any time that wealth I have may be snatched away by enemies or anybody. So this wealth is so... That is why the wealth is condemned. And for a spiritualist who has to have samadhi in the fixity in the lotus feet of the Lord, one should forget about wealth. One should never aspire for wealth. Whatever is needed for roti kapada makan, Lord will send. Food, clothing, shelter. Just be satisfied with worshipping the Lord. Similarly, he says, janam, the followers. So the greatest turmoil is created in the mind when one goes into a mode of increasing the number of followers. When one wants to have more and more people agreeing to your viewpoint. And I have so many people who follow me, like the politicians sometimes pay a lot of money to bring people in lorries to vote for them. So they want to show so many followers we have. They are all followers of money only, not followers of politician. So that also creates a great intoxication in the mind and a great craving. Again, a greed is created. One tries to establish one's supremacy. That I have this many followers, he has that many followers, and I will prove myself to be greater than him. So this mode is also again not congenial for samadhi. And he says, Yavana Garvam. Yavana Garvam and attraction for stree, they both are same. Attraction for the opposite sex. Especially, this Yavana Garvam is very relevant to all of us. Especially when the soul is sitting in a youthful body, and then one becomes proud of his youthful beauty. This slab of flesh and bones, it makes us so intoxicated, thinking oneself to be very smart and cute. And Prabhupada used to call it skin disease. It's a skin disease. Why skin disease? Because when we, sometimes when we become proud, we realize, like, you know, if one gets little conjunctivitis in the eyes, finish 3-4 days, his eyes becomes bloodshot and reddish, and nobody wants to look at him. He has to wear a cooling glass to cover his eyes. And where is that beauty gone? Small things in this world hurt us so much. So Lord sometimes gives us some kind of realization of how this body may externally look youthful, but in one moment it can create a terrible problem. Who is there in this place who has not gone to a doctor? We have a gone doctor. Sometimes nose gets blocked, sometimes stomach gets blocked, sometimes leg gets pain. So many kinds of complications. So one should always remember the fallible nature of this material body. That this youth is a fleeting beauty. From childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youth, youth to old age, and this body will come to pass without our ability to stop it. We cannot stop it. It will be taken away by the powerful force of time. Vayoriva Ganavali, it is said. Just like a cloud is very stout and strong in the sky, but a wind, it's blowing it and taking it to the other side of the sky, you will see. Similarly, how no matter how stout and strong we may be in youthful age, this body will be forced to turn into old age, like an apple or orange getting rotten. Like that. One should never be proud of the youthful pride. Because again, that goes to the mind, youthful pride. Like, you know, everyone is thinking, like people are inside the vehicle are peeping outside and saying, how many are looking at my beauty? And people outside are looking inside the vehicle, who is there inside? Isn't it? Everyone is called as a chamar in this world. You know, chamar. Yeah. Why chamar? Yeah. No, chamar, chamar only. Why chamar? Chamar means one who is dealing with skin. You know, there are people sometimes in shops who cut the animal skins and they hang animal skins. Because everyone is attracted to the skin, everyone is a chamar in this world. Because everyone looking at other skin. Who is gora skin, kala skin? They are looking at everyone. So, they are only dealing with skin. Why? Because it's a fleeting beauty. If one wants to attain samadhi, one should remember the substance of the Krishna conscious movement verse. What is that verse Prabhupada said? Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatvaratpena nirmalam. So, one should always remember this verse. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. This bodily identity of the material body is so intoxicating. That is why Kunti Maharani said also, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Sribir Yadamanam Madhakpuman. It makes one so proud that one cannot feelingly call out the names of Krishna. Hey Govinda, hey Krishna, please give me your shelter. We cannot ask because we think we are materially very satisfied and we become very proud with these things. So, in the path of the spiritual progress, these things are abhorred, or one does not identify oneself with these things. The tenth offense actually primarily arises because of this strong misidentification. And to the degree a devotee does not pluck out these thorns from the mind and heart, then a devotee cannot peacefully and feelingly call out Krishna's names. That's why it's included in the ten offenses. And one has to identify these things as unpurposeful, which is called as anartha. Anartha means unpurposeful. Kuch kaam ka nahi hai, bekar hai. Dhanam, janam, sundarim, sab bekar hai. Good for nothing. But unfortunately, these things are very carefully collected as broken pieces of glass. And sometimes you find these scavengers, you know, taking the paper from the garbage and putting it in the goni bag, big bag. Very carefully they collect. Similarly, the living entity carefully collects dhanam, janam, sundarim. Keep it very safely, very important. That is why we cannot chant the holy names. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer humble obeisance.